From Spark and Anvil and Market Quest, this is Crave in Chapter 1 of the Market Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The vest gave Crave away before he even said a word. He was a raccoon, a tween, warm gray, with a creamy mask across his eyes and a habit of pressing his little price tag checker just to hear it beep. But the vest was the thing everyone stared at. It was cut like a chunky cartoon shopping basket, and sewn onto the front were two fat pockets. One said needs, the other said wants. Crave patted them the way some people pat a dog. He was in the square one morning when a small mouse rushed past, clutching a shiny fruit-shaped eraser to her chest, eyes huge, breathing fast. "Whoa," said Crave gently, stepping into her path. "Big feeling. What have you got there?" "I need it," the mouse gasped. "I need it. I need it." Crave crouched down to her level. "Can I ask you one thing? Not to take it away, just to look." He tapped the needs pocket, then the wants pocket. "If you skip lunch today, do you get hungry?" "Yes." "If you skip the eraser today." The mouse's ears drooped, then slowly relaxed. A small laugh escaped her. "Nothing happens." She looked at the eraser, and then she looked at it differently. "It's a want." "It's a want," Crave agreed, warm as toast. "And wanting it is totally allowed. I just like knowing which conversation I'm in."
Crave learned to sort feelings like that in the foraging village from a family of raccoons everyone called the Gatherer Discerners. They were famous for it. When the wild berries came in and the whole village went a little wild too, Crave's aunts and uncles would move calmly through the piles, sorting. "This we keep for the cold months. This is just for tonight's fun. Both are good, but treat them differently." Nobody in that family was ever ashamed of wanting the sweet thing. They just knew, in their bones, that the sweet thing and the keep-you-alive thing were not the same, and pretending they were only got you in trouble. "A clear head knows the difference," his grandmother used to say, dropping a fat blackberry into Crave's paw with a wink. "That doesn't make you not want the blackberry."
When Crave turned 12, he walked to Market Quest, because the village said a raccoon who could keep his head in a berry pile ought to teach the buyer side of the market. Stake, the badger, met him at the gate and asked the question mentors ask. "When a shop puts a price on bread, and the same shop puts a price on a glittery toy," Stake said, "are those the same kind of price?" Crave thought about the mouse and her eraser. He thought about lunch you get hungry without. "No," he said. "Both are people wanting things. That's all demand, the reaching for. But charging too much for bread can hurt somebody. Charging a lot for a glittery toy just means they save up or skip it. Same feeling, wanting. Very different stakes." Stake nodded once. "Then teach them to tell which is which," he said, and stepped aside.
Crave's workshop smelled of old paper and fresh berries, with dust motes floating in a beam of sun. A badger named Pip chewed anxiously on his pencil, and a squirrel named Squeak bounced on her toes. "Watch closely," Crave said, and he opened the needs pocket. Out came a plain warm loaf, a small bottle of water, a bar of white soap, a folded gray blanket, soft and worn, sturdy brown shoes that looked like they'd walked 100 miles. He laid them in a row. "These," said Crave, "keep you alive and safe. If the price on these climbs too high, somebody doesn't eat, doesn't stay warm, doesn't stay clean. So we watch the price of these like hawks." He tucked them back. Pip stopped chewing his pencil. Then Crave opened the wants pocket, and Squeak gasped. Out came a soap stamped with a tiny flower that smelled like a whole garden. Neon green shoes with purple laces. A blanket dripping with glitter and jingling bells. A bag of frosted pet treats shaped like little cakes. "These," said Crave, grinning, "make life fun. And a fun thing is allowed to cost more, because if you skip it, nobody gets hurt,
You just don't get the sparkly blanket. He held up the jingling blanket and gave it a shake. It sang. Squeak leaned in. But how do you tell? In your head? Best question all day. Crave tapped his forehead. Ask what happens if you skip it. If you get hungry, cold, or sick, need. If you just feel a little sad you missed out, want. Both are real. You're allowed both. He lowered his voice like he was letting them in on a secret. But folks selling things sometimes try to make a want feel like a need, so you'll pay anything. Sorting the two is how you keep your own head.
Pip put his pencil down. He looked calmer than he had all morning, like something tight in his chest had come loose. One more thing, Crave said softly, and it's the one that matters most. Don't ever be embarrassed for wanting. Wanting is just part of being alive. He looked from Pip to Squeak. And never sneer at what somebody else buys. A fancy toy is a want for one kid, and a whole dream for another, depending on the money in their pocket. You don't know their budget, so you don't judge. You just notice and stay kind. Squeak had gone quiet, thinking. Crave felt it settle over the room, and he felt it in himself too, that warm, unknotted feeling you get when a muddled thing finally comes clear. It felt good, he thought. Not scary, just honest and a little bit peaceful, like setting down something you'd been gripping too hard.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Crave. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.